Hello everyone. So today I'm doing my podcast with Celine, who is my cousin and also one of my close friends. She's currently doing her master's degree at Leiden University in international law. And the topic of this conversation is decolonizing the library, or rather the academia. So I will ask Celine some questions regarding this topic. And yes. Mm-hmm. The first question would be, what is the name of the last book that you read? Are you currently reading a book?
Currently, I'm not reading for my own pleasure. I'm more occupied to read my school books. And yeah, so most of my reading right now consists of doing the readings for university.
Okay. And in what kind of setting do you actually read books? Is it mostly for university, or do you also read for your own pleasure on vacation, or are you someone that prefers audiobooks?
So I have to say that I read more for school. So reading for my own pleasure is more when I don't have a lot of school stuff to do and during summer vacations or school holidays. So yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And if we now think back to your whole academia, or let's say school experience from primary till now university, can you think of authors that are, let's say, not European or American that you read like in high school or primary school or even now?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really recall any authors that came outside of Europe. So the readings that I did in school so far were very Europe-oriented. And yeah, for one instance, I can remember that there was one Japanese author, Katsuo Ishiguro, the book Never Let Me Go. So that was one of the only books that I can remember that were not focused on Europe.
Okay, interesting. And did you ever question the lack of diversity within the academia?
Yes, I have to say that the first time that I noticed that there was a lack of diversity was in history books, and especially when we were talking about slavery and Africa in general, there were only very short paragraphs about it, and the rest really focused on Europe, Second World War and stuff. So yeah, I didn't really got to experience authors that came from outside of Europe.
Okay, so you already questioned the lack of diversity in high school.
Right.
Okay. Do you think it is important to have like a diversity of authors, like not only European authors here in Europe, but also like authors from Asian countries or African countries? Is diversity necessary for you? Or?
Well, I think that diversity is important because by this we can get different perspectives and see how different parts of the world see a specific problem or think about the problem and go about it. And for my own studies, for example, we really questioned the Eurocentric character of international law. And yeah, this already shows that there is a lack of diversity and that people get aware of it more and more.
Okay. Yeah. And do you think there is a lack of diversity because there is also a lack of production, or do you just think that those authors are not really showcased in an European setting?
I think the second option makes more sense because I think that every country has enough of authors that can produce enough of stuff to read, and that here in Europe they just choose to not really use what they have to say, and it's kind of deliberate. But we cannot really say that there is lack of production or material that we can use for our own benefit.
Okay, that's a good answer. And then my last question would be, have you tried yourself to look up African writers within your domain of studies or other minority groups?
I have to be honest, not really. And the reason for that is that I don't really know African authors that write about international law. And I think that this is also linked by the fact that in academia, you don't really, like, these voices don't really get a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of have to do the work by yourself if you are interested in getting different perspectives, and especially to get the perspective of minorities. So, yeah. That's what I think it is.
Okay, and just to build up on your answer, do you think that having other authors from different countries or minority groups, that it would make the whole more the whole academia more complete, or do you feel like their lack is not really a lack that is experienced within the academia? Like, in other words, is it necessary to include them now, or can we just keep on doing how we have been doing it so far?
I think that it is important to include their voices because if we are, for example, faced with different issues in the world, it is always interesting to get different perspectives, and it helps us to get a step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to recognize that the world doesn't only revolve around Europe, and that other voices have something to say too, and that they should be acknowledged.
Okay. Thank you for participating. It was really interesting to talk to you about this topic. And thank you everyone else for listening to the podcast.